You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The prison population reaching an all-time high has come as a result of this government's tough-on-crime policies, which they say are making New Zealand safer. In contrast, Te Pāti Māori last week announced a policy of prison abolition leading up to this year's election. They say prisons do not work in Aotearoa, especially for Māori, who are consistently overrepresented. To discuss how our prison population got so high and how Te Pāti Māori's plan could work in practice, I spoke to academic and activist Dr. Emi Rākete. I began by asking about the factors that could have led to the increased prison population.
Yeah, so the number one argument that you'll hear is that increasing prison populations is about public safety. And if we lock more people up, people will be safer. And there's no reason to think that that's the case. There's no relationship or connection that anyone can demonstrate between crime rates and the prison population. The prison population doesn't increase because there's more crime. It increases firstly because we implement policies that get more people locked up, and it increases secondly because we have the capacity to continue locking people up. So if the prison population goes over 11,000, 12,000, 13,000, it's because the government has made a deliberate decision to ensure that the prison population reaches 11, 12, 13,000.
Yeah, and we've seen in the past multiple groups overrepresented in the prison system. Is that still the case, or is it improving or getting worse?
It's staying as bad as it's ever been. So we have a situation in this country where initially only Pākehā went to prison because the government could only get their hands on Pākehā.
Right.
After World War II, Māori needed to be integrated into the urban industrial proletariat. And so suddenly Pākehā had to deal with us, and that's when we started getting sent to prison. And basically as soon as the Crown could get its hands on Māori people, it started stuffing us into prisons. So within 30 years of integration in this country, Māori made up half the prison population. And we have ever since. It's a permanent feature of New Zealand's justice system. All the time, this whole period, the government has been making loud noises about their efforts towards biculturalism. Ngāwhā Prison, which was built on Ngāpuhi land against the objection of mana whenua, was initially pitched as being a kaupapa Māori prison. Barely any Māori work there, barely any Māori are even incarcerated there, and they had to have a major intervention because people were being forced to piss and shit in the exercise yard. So no, things are really racist and really bad in the justice system, and they're as bad as they've ever been. The bad old days are now.
Yeah, and there were reports last year of overcrowding as well in our prison system. Obviously, with the prison population increasing, is that still an issue? Is it becoming worse as the prison population goes up?
So what we have is a series of policy settings designed to ensure that more people go to prison. The Bail Amendment Act, nearly 20 years ago now, which was implemented to reverse the burden of proof during criminal trials, requiring people's lawyers to prove that they should be allowed to be remanded, allowed to go home rather than being remanded in custody. That alone is driving a huge proportion of the increase in the prison population. It's people in pretrial detention, essentially. All of these policy settings work to ensure that more and more people are being incarcerated. But I think that overcrowding is the wrong way of thinking about this. Because if we say prisons are overcrowded, the natural response then is, well, we better build more prisons. But the prison population always rises to meet capacity. So as soon as we build more prisons, we fill those prisons. And that's what this country has been doing for the last 40 years. Since the neoliberal economic reforms in the 1980s, New Zealand's prison population has been inexorably increasing. Not because there's more crime or violence, actually the opposite is the case, but because we live in a society which is increasingly unequal, which is increasingly structured to increase the wealth of the bourgeoisie at the expense of ordinary working class New Zealanders like you and I, who have seen essential services cut, schools defunded, hospitals defunded, doctors, social workers, nurses, teachers, all the people who work hard every day to make life possible have seen their wages decline. They've all pissed off to Australia, and why wouldn't they? Meanwhile, we have seemingly limitless funding to unleash the cops on poor neighbourhoods. We have unending money to build prisons. We have huge amounts of money for subsidies to corporations, to oil and gas exploration, to all of the life-destroying, planet-crushing industries that make the bourgeoisie richer and make our lives worse. Prisons are just a manifestation of that contradiction.
And also in the past month, we saw Te Pāti Māori come out with a policy of prison abolition. instead promoting prevention, rehabilitation, and community solutions. How effective could this policy approach be at reducing crime and alleviating the problems that the prison system is designed to address?
Well, we know in this country that prisons are really, really ineffective justice interventions. People who go to prison are more likely to reoffend than they were before they went in. People who have in-community rehabilitative treatment are much less likely to reoffend than people who are sent to prisons. So the idea that prisons work, the idea that what we do now is an effective intervention, we can see objectively that that's not the case. So what we need to be doing is expanding those in-community options. We need to be giving people the possibility of attending rehab, of having access to housing, employment, benefits, all of the stuff that allows people to build stable, normal lives that let them become part of society again after they've criminally offended, rather than throwing them into concrete cages, which are ruled by violence and fear, where they are removed from their communities, removed from the people who they've done harm to, making it possible for them to be accountable to those communities or those people. Stripping them of access to resources, making it legal to discriminate against them in employment and hiring for the rest of their lives after they've been incarcerated. All of what we do now ensures that there is this permanent labour underclass of working class people who are unable to get secure access to a job, who of course are going to struggle to be normative and functional after that experience. So yes, doing more things other than prisons is a viable alternative to prisons, and it would probably work better than what we do now, because what we do now works terribly.
Almost immediately after that announcement, Labour leader Chris Hipkins came out and said, well, he completely ruled out prison abolition in a Labour-led government. Is there any way of working within the system that people could push for a Labour-led government to do that would alleviate the prison harm that we're seeing?
So we should immediately repeal the Bail Amendment Act. It was rammed through by Drew Collins at the time as Minister of Corrections. It was used to argue that people are too dangerous to be let out and they need to be kept inside. But prisons increase recidivism, so the idea that putting them in prison makes them safer in the long run is not true. This law is one of the main drivers of mass incarceration in this country. It's one of the kind of main causes of the increase in the prison population. So that is an immediate one. The other thing that Labour could do is actually implement the findings and recommendations of the Welfare Expert Advisory Group, who Jacinda Ardern convened when she was Prime Minister to give advice on how to end poverty in this country. She then ignored the recommendations for her entire tenure as Prime Minister, ruled out a capital gains tax, ruled out a wealth tax, continued giving free subsidies and gifts to the rich, and then bounced out to go on lucrative speaking tours in the United States of America. Hipkins needs to not do that if he wants to make a dent at all in the fundamental problems that we're facing in this country. We need an investment in housing, state housing provided at less than market costs so that people can actually get into homes. We need the provision of basic services to people. That means funding schools, it means funding hospitals, it means funding infrastructure, it means funding public transport. It means restoring the life-making capacities that the state does have. For decades in this country, we had a formal policy of zero unemployment, that if you want a job, you will get a job. Here is a job for you. And we did that very successfully because this country was once forced to by a strong, militant, organized labor movement that had the strength to say, this is how things are going to be, and if you don't do it, we'll go on strike. And until that militant socialist ethics comes back, we're never going to be able to force them against the wall that way again. But until the state intervenes again to make life possible, the state will be intervening to cram people in prisons instead. That's not going to work forever.
That was activist and academic Dr. Emi Rakete speaking to me about the prison population reaching an all-time high and how prison abolition could work in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.